We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No. Connor, come on, bro. Gourmet Waffle House is not IHOP. No.
They don't even use the same greases.
No.
It's different grease at IHOP than it is at Waffle House.
It's Jacob, you know, we can get into this because we can parlay it or transition into the next topic. Jacob C. brings up a good point. It seems like Nick Saban is having a hard time filling that offensive coordinator position. At Alabama.
Bag around.
If he comes out to Tommy Reese, do you think Tommy would leave?
As a selfish decision, it would be good. But if he's anything like Brian, I wouldn't put it past him.
So selfishly for his career, you would fully understand.
But he would be more respected if he did it at Notre Dame. If he does it at Alabama, he can probably get farther faster. But at the same time, he would just be a part of a tree if he had gained more success, as opposed to building something of a legacy or something different at Notre Dame. But Notre Dame is an elevation, stepping stone type of place where you're looking to do better. Now, is the OC job at Alabama better than at Notre Dame? I think it's honestly the same. They just had more success at Alabama.
Well, Chris Lowe just released this about 11 minutes ago that he is a top candidate for the offensive coordinator position at Alabama.
And, you know, stuff like that is crazy because it just shows how Marcus Freeman didn't have a real grasp of the whole administration. You know, he didn't choose his guy. Guys out here running around in Miami, hanging out, talking to NFL teams on his own schedule, taking the plane when Marcus Freeman get back. Now he visiting Bama. He just on his own vibe, which is good. Go do your thing. Marcus Freeman can bring in his quarterback and bring in his offensive coordinator he wanted to
go with that left. Go with that. That's something you, if this plays out, happens to play out in a form and fashion where Tommy Reese does end up being the offensive coordinator at Alabama, this is something that you have wanted to happen however it happened. However it plays
however
out,
it happened.
You have wanted Marcus Freeman to be given the opportunity to bring in his own guy at offensive coordinator.
And that's all that. That's all he did. He needed to complete the whole, I'm the head coach at Notre Dame. He was one foot in and then a pinky toe out because he wasn't able to choose a big part of his offense, which is offensive coordinator. So I think it's going to be important for him to be able to, you know, let it happen naturally. You know what I mean? Let it happen naturally. You don't got to fire him. You don't have to get into it. You don't have to have a disagreement. I wouldn't encourage the move, but just let it happen naturally. If he feels he can go succeed at a different program, fine. But at least he can take accountability and be able to pick his own guy. I think Marcus Freeman had a list of guys that he probably wanted before Tommy And then he could probably reach back in that list and get that same guy.
Well, one of his guys that would have been a target for Marcus Freeman just got the offensive coordinator position at Ohio State. His guy, Brian Hartline. So that's somebody that would be off the list.
We could trade Tommy for Brian Hartline, you know.
I mean, James Laurinaitis
for Brian Hartline.
At this point, Brian Hartline isn't leaving. He already has the position.
Tommy already has a position at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's going to Alabama, though. Come on, dude, stop.
What does that mean?
Brian Hartline played at Ohio State.
So?
What do you mean? Why would he leave?
Marcus Freeman played at Ohio State, too.
So basically, you're trying to say if Tommy Reese would leave where he played to go to Alabama, why wouldn't Brian Hartline leave where he played to go to Notre
Dame?
Exactly.
It's all about money. That's what Tommy obviously is going down there for.
You think Notre Dame would offer more money?
No, I think Bama will offer more money. LSU gave Brian Kelly $100 million to do what? Get blown out by Florida State?
I'm just telling you that I don't think Brian Hartline would leave a job he just got. Maybe next year or 2 years down the road, I don't think he would leave a job he had been waiting on and just got. Matter of fact, Matt Fortuna reported that Tommy's going to interview for the job today.
What a Christmas ham that guy is.
Did you call him a Christmas ham?
Ooh, Christmas ham. Because what is
that? As long as he kept it a buck with Marcus and told him he was going, I'm cool.
He didn't keep it a buck with Phil, so I don't expect no different.
There we go. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CFB Nation, in conjunction with Irish Breakdown. All of our great content is available right there. Leave 5 stars. Leave your comments. We would greatly appreciate it. It's the Lucky Lefty Podcast. You already know we spin it different.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Well, he probably had to put a little note under his desk or something, because you know he don't be asking him nothing.
Look, bro.
We know Tommy don't ask him nothing. Tommy let him know, but he don't ask nothing.
Can I be honest? This is the tweet from Matt Fortuna. Alabama is bringing Notre Dame offensive coordinator Tommy Reese to Tuscaloosa today to interview him for his vacant OC job. Reese is believed to be Nick Saban's top target to run the Crimson Tide's offense. Chris Lowe, ESPN, first reported.
Is that even legal?
Wait a minute. Nick Saban isn't letting him leave without a yes. If he's Nick Saban's top target, Nick Saban isn't allowing him. Tommy Reese is gone. This is just my opinion. Tommy Reese is gone, right? If Dylan McCullough, I think Dylan McCullough would more than likely be a candidate to be the next offensive coordinator, without question. Without question. I would be shocked if I had to put a percentage on it. I would say 70. I'm 75% confident that Tommy Reese has coached his last game at Notre Dame. 75%.
Yeah, you're not taking that meeting unless you're interested, number one. And number two, if you're the top target for a guy that's been killing it for this long.
Yeah.
I think Tommy's more competent than Bill O'Brien, so I know Nick Saban is probably very interested in Nick and Tommy Reese, and they probably get each other on a ego level thing. But the thing that Nick Saban's not seeing is Tommy is recruiting quarterbacks that ain't what Alabama been recruiting.
Yeah.
So does Nick Saban know that?
Well, this is the thing. I think Nick Saban has had two coaches turn down the job. He went after one in the NFL coach. I think he had one other coach turn down the job. Kirby Smart is going through the same thing because NFL teams are trying to get Todd Monken to leave Georgia. So this is that season. Where,
is that legal, though? Aren't you under contract or something like that? Or does it work different for coaches?
I mean, I'm sure every contract has a buyout, I'm pretty sure, Lev.
But you could just be taking interviews while you at a place?
Heck yeah. You go to the coach and say, yo, Alabama call. I think I'm interested in it. Okay. And then you get permission. I'm sure schools can block.
That's what I'm saying. Get Marcus Freeman, like, man, if you don't get in there and start working on that.
Wait. Marcus Freeman obviously didn't block.
No, he didn't block.
Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman obviously didn't block. But Marcus Freeman,
negotiating with none of y'all.
At this point, Marcus Freeman, we went through this last year with Tommy around this time with the University of Miami. We've already been through this.
Mm-mm.
So Marcus Freeman is at the point like, yo, if you want to go, just let me know.
Just let me know.
No interview, man.
Let me say, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Go interview. So I say with 75% confidence that Tommy's gone. That's what I really believe. Because in order for him to be on campus taking that interview, that means they've had a phone conversation. Right? In the midst of the phone conversation, he went and talked to Marcus Freeman. Told Marcus Freeman he had interest in the position. And then third, he let the administration know that he had interest. And they gave him permission to go interview. It's Alabama. Alabama's going to throw the bag at him. He gone. As Hulk Harrison would say. Now, This is another thing. This is why it's a great situation. A great point, Doma Wop. Great point. Allegedly, I'll say allegedly, he stayed at Notre Dame because Jack guaranteed him autonomy offensively.
I told you it was the 1B coaching contract. He said, look, I know I didn't take you for head coach. I know that's what you thought you was in line for, but I'll give you the next best thing. You're the head coach of the offense. I told y'all that. I told you that.
And on top of that, he can probably get – he knows Saban is the guy. But Saban really doesn't mess with the offense like that. So Tommy can have that same type of autonomy over the offense. And, yo, he gets the recruit. Heck, he gets the coach Keon Keeley. He expected to coach him anyway. He gets the coach Keon Keeley. He gets the recruit from that SEC base. I mean, let's just be honest. It's for him, it's probably easier, much easier for him, and probably a better position when it comes to his career. So I can't be mad at him for being interested at all. But he would be the third choice. He would be the third choice for Alabama in their pursuit of the next offensive coordinator. He would be the third choice.
The writing's on the wall. You go all the way down there for what? You ain't going down there to just have lunch.
Right.
You ain't going down there to just check out the facility.
Right.
You really trying to hash things out going down there because why waste each other's time? Like,
right.
Especially if Nick Saban is on his third, he's like, man, I ain't playing with you.
I'm no, Nick.
They probably going to give Tommy the Jesus Shuttleworth recruitment trip.
Nick Saban cannot let him leave campus. It would be a horrible look on the program. Because now you're
the coach there, you know.
You're on your fourth choice, and your top target chose Notre Dame over you. That's not a good look. The bag has to be stupid, Lef. The bag has to be dumb. It has to be so dumb that Tommy's like, yo, I can't do it. Tommy Reese might end up being the highest paid offensive coordinator in college football. Today, by the end of the day.
From the market.
That's crazy. He might end up being the highest paid offensive coordinator in college football by the end of the day.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling, man? We could say the topic we were supposed to go to, we could say that for tomorrow. By the way, Devin Jackson, NFL drought scout and draft analyst, he's live at the Senior Bowl. He's been there all week. He joins us tomorrow for the Culture Friday to talk about Isaiah Foskey, Jared Patterson, and NFL draft. If you have NFL draft questions, load them up, get them ready. Devin Jackson joins us tomorrow on the Lucky Lefty podcast. We can keep rolling with this. We can keep talking this because, as I said before, Dylan McCullough probably will be a candidate. Marcus Freeman might look outside and go snatch somebody from another program. One thing I will say, Tommy Reese has been the linchpin to the Chicago area. He's been the linchpin. But see, losing Tommy Reese from a recruiting standpoint now is not as big of a hit as it would have been last year if he had gone to LSU or Miami.
Right.
This year, now you have Stuckey, who's entrenched, Dylan McCullough, who's entrenched, Jared Parker, who's entrenched. If you get the right offensive coordinator and you get an offensive coordinator who brings a quarterback coach, now, will Tommy Reese impact Tyler Buchner? Now that, in my opinion, that's something to look out for.
Yeah.
Because of their relationship, especially with Sam Hartman, more than likely winning the starting job. How does that impact Tyler Buchner staying through this season and playing and starting in 24?
That definitely impacts Carr
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think a conversation will take place. Knowing Tommy, he'll probably steal Carr to Alabama. He probably will. But Carr is so entrenched. He's pretty much been like the Drake Bowen of the 24 class. I really don't see him being swayed. Now, I will think that Carr will be very interested in who will be the next offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Right? Because Cam Williams is locked in, I believe. Absolutely believe he's locked in. So, we'll see. This man, this is very interesting.
Very interesting. Shoot, it'll impact Sam, Caleb Smith, all those guys. If Tommy leaves.
But you love it. You got, look, Lef is being real mild right now. I promise you, if we get on the phone after the show, Lef is going to let loose. This real PC reaction you're getting right now, man, he's probably waiting for it to become official. That's what he's waiting for. He's waiting.
No, I think it's – I didn't even know it was legal. You could even – I thought it was like you can't even do that, you know, but
– What do you mean? They do it all the time, Lef.
I mean, aren't you under don't you have under contract where it's like you locked in for a certain amount of time or no?
Ooh, you can break a contract at any point.
I don't know. But I do think it's good for Marcus Freeman where he's letting it happen naturally. We've seen this pattern from him before. Clearly, it's not about dying for the cause by being Notre Dame for 50 years in a row. And it's a business. I mean, Notre Dame, when I was there, we went through 3 or 4 different offensive coordinators at one time. So it's a part of the game, especially at Notre Dame when you're successful like you are. And I do think it gives Marcus Freeman a chance to finally get his team, his coaches, 100% as a head coach and not a part-time. I think it's good for him.
You remember that Lil Wayne video, Duffel Bag Boy?
Tommy gonna get the duffel now.
Oh, man.
He is gonna get the duffel.
Jay Henry with a shot from the dark. David Shaw, I don't think, would come to Notre Dame to be the OC.
Not after he was laughing.
No, I don't think.
He was laughing.
I don't think so. Joe Brady was just in Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. He's the OC in Carolina. Joe Brady, it would be interesting, right? Because Carolina just hired the old quarterback. They got fired with the Colts. Right, Frank Wright. Got hired in Carolina.
We'll see how it goes.
It would be nostalgic if Charlie Weiss Jr., thank you, Jason Smith, if Charlie Weiss Jr. ended up being that dude. Byron Leftwich, I know. Left would love Byron Leftwich to be a Notre Dame. As the
I'll go be the quarterback coach, man. We would really be nice if Byron Leftwich come, but he trying to get a head coaching job.
Hey, thanks, Joseph. He said, Brady's with the Bills now.
Well, that career is going to go down.
Well, if he's with the Bills, I know Ken Dorsey is the OC. So he's not the OC. So would he leave the Bills to go to Notre Dame? It's a possibility. That's somebody I would reach out to.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely reach out to him. Bernie taps in and said, yeah, Leftwich would be awesome. Man, you all would see if Byron Leftwich got the job at Notre Dame, Malik would be in South Bend just about every weekend.
Yeah. I'd get a job over there.
Look, They starting the petitions right now, Lev.
We're winning the championship.
Luck for OC, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CFB Nation in conjunction with Irish Breakdown. All of our great content is available right there. Leave 5 stars, leave your comments. We would greatly appreciate it. That's the Lucky Lefty Podcast. You already know we spin it different.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How great of a recruit do you think Byron Leftwich would be?
I think he would have a strong pull because he could just throw out Tom Brady. Won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Won a division 3 years in a row with Tom Brady. Byron Leftwich was great himself. I mean, that's an easy slam dunk. Is he a personable person? I don't know. I think he's more of a ball coach than a sit down and eat spaghetti at your mom's house and stuff.
You know what? Josh Gattis is available as well, Lef.
He is, but he got fired from Miami, right?
He left Michigan to go to Miami, and he got fired from Miami because he refused to change his offense.
Well, we don't want that.
So he had a disagreement with Mario Cristobal. So
we don't want that.
But you know, his offense is basically the same offense they still run in Michigan.
Oh yeah, we definitely don't want that.
Oh, dude. So once again, I believe we're going to have. So just so you know. Media availability is tomorrow for the transfers. Javonte, John Baptiste, Thomas Harper, Sam Hartman, and Caleb Smith will speak with the media tomorrow at noon Eastern. I don't know if they're going to carry it live, but more than likely they'll have the LinkedIn, not the LinkedIn, but the Zoom link available for us to be able to watch. So, but we're going to do the show the same time we do it every day. Once again, the breaking news, Tommy Rees is on campus in Tuscaloosa interviewing for the Alabama offensive coordinator position. I deem this is pretty much a dumb deal, in my opinion. My confidence level, I said 75 earlier, I'm going to put my confidence level at about 90. And I gave 5 reasons. Number one, Tommy Rees has serious interest. Number two, he spoke with Marcus Freeman and got the okay from Marcus Freeman, got the okay number three from the administration. Number four, he is the top target for Nick Saban. Not the number one target, but the top target. The job has been turned down previously by 2 other coaches. So that makes Tommy Rees the third guy that they're going after. 5, he is on campus. It would be a horrible look for Nick Saban to allow Tommy Rees to come to campus and leave and go back to Notre Dame. It's not happening. If he's there, expect news to break sometime today that Tommy Rees is the next offensive coordinator at the University of Alabama. I feel that confident in it.
90% is good.
I feel that confident in it. And Left is waiting for it to become official. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to let him go. I'm going to let him go the first 10 minutes of the show tomorrow. I'm just gonna let Lev go. It's going to be awesome. I'll make sure that we go live so you don't miss it, LL. But I'm going to let Lev go live tomorrow and start the show. I have full confidence that he's pretty much gone. Mm. Yeah,
conceding to the fact.
Yeah, he's pretty much gone. So, Will, how are you feeling, LL Nation? Are you like good riddance? Are you happy? Man, for the Culture Friday, get your opinions ready because we're going to go deep into it tomorrow once it becomes official.
That's right.
What did Bernie say? Bernie said, Sean, you should negotiate Reese's deal with Alabama. You understand his leverage. I mean, at this point, Nick Saban cannot. That would be a horrible look for Nick Saban if Tom gets back on the plane headed to South Bend. That would be awful.
Awful.
Awful. Left, you know what time it is.
Petticoat. Petticoat. Petticoat Junction.
It's time to get petty.
Well, we did a good job executing.
Now, are you upset with something?
And fire up the Petticoat Junction train.
I just don't like you.
You don't?
No.
What is today's petty historic Petty Junction?
Petty Junction, pettiest stories of the day, brought to you by Anora Whiskey, AnoraWhiskey.com. That premium American whiskey, AnoraWhiskey.com. Left, if you thought the 23-year-old suiting up her team to play was crazy, oh man, a German Iraqi woman killed her lookalike so that she would be able to use her ID, left. Yes. Investigators now believe the female suspect wanted to go into hiding and fake her death due to family problems, they said in a statement on Monday.
Man, go to therapy.
Man,
stop
look.
Acting crazy.
Oh, man.
Julian Love's on the petty train.
Oh. Why you got Jay Love on the petty train? Well, first of all, Jay Love needs to come on the podcast.
Yes. Did you see the tweet?
Yes, I did.
I love it. You know, he's keeping that rivalry strong. He don't care if they go to the Super Bowl. He talking trash the whole way. Jay Love, shout out to you, man. Great season from you this year. Come on the pod. But you're definitely petty talking about that coach just going for a ride.
He was talking about Nick Sirianni, right?
Sirianni. Yeah, he said he's just going for a ride, man. Anybody can coach that team.
I mean, is he wrong?
Definitely not wrong. They definitely got all the pieces, I'll tell you that.
I mean, when people say things, dude, that are kind of spot on, I really don't push back.
No, so, for real. I agree.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what they're able to do in the Super Bowl. I really am excited about this Super Bowl, though, for multiple reasons.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, because I want the youngster to play good.
Right.
I really do. I really want the youngster to play good. And I think he will. I just, you know what I worry about? You can say he's been in big games at Alabama and Oklahoma. That Super Bowl is different, bro.
It's different.
That Super Bowl is different. And you get to that fourth quarter, I know what Pat is going to do in the fourth quarter. I'm pretty sure what Pat is going to do. With Jalen Hurts, are you going to come up looking like Jimmy Garoppolo, or are you going to come out looking like yourself?
That's right.
That's going to be the ultimate question of whether or not they can win. Because ultimately, you guys make sure you're here for the Culture Friday, because once this news becomes official, I expect Left to be in here like this tomorrow. That's going to be Left tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
when the news breaks. Huh? When the news breaks about Tommy Rees, officially, that's Left all day and tomorrow. First 15 minutes.
First 15. Might have to squeeze the 20.
So, everybody, thank you, man. Have a great Thursday. We appreciate you guys. I'm about to go get this lined up, Left.
Yeah, go get right, man. Go get right. Yes,
sir. Gotta get right. We might have another special announcement coming up. Just waiting for the contract to come through.
All right.
For Left, SD2 Mics, have a great day. Lucky Lefty Podcast. Make sure that you spin it different.